Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend by any chance?
Nope.
Nor did I. I did see that Marty Short was hosting, though, and I think he's a five-timer now. I usually, you know, try to watch the intro and maybe the musical guest, and I do want to go back. Hozier was the musical guest, and I'm a big fan of his. But this, Ethan pulled this, so just, you weren't here last week, but a lot of this obviously was discussed in the aftermath of everything that happened a couple of weeks ago. So explain this to me, really. I can't explain.
Luigi Mangione dropped.
What?
Yeah.
So this is Colin Jost just at the beginning of Weekend Update, and then he says the killer's name, and people go nuts for him?
Luigi Mangione dropped.
What? What is that about? I mean, think about another scenario. I'm just literally trying to think of a scenario where I was in the audience of a show or anything else. Let's say you're around Christmas, and Luigi Mangione's name comes up, and half the crowd cheers wildly for them.
Yeah, it's awful.
It is awful. It's just, and you know, I have to give some credit here because this was kind of amazing. When you weren't here last week, there was a really powerful news conference by Jessica Tisch. Jessica Tisch is the police commissioner. And it was hilarious because Alvin Bragg was standing right next to her. And Alvin Bragg had really not been seen or hadn't said much since the Danny Penny verdict came out a few weeks ago. But she was just absolutely, you know,
disgusted.
Very, very disgusted. Good. And definitive about how this is revolting, the reaction that some people have. And apparently that reaction continues. And, you know, there's not only one, but two studios already interested in making a documentary about that guy and about
Come
the whole
on.
Thing. I know. Crazy. And then there's this. You tell me. Ethan told me this story. He was, you know, playing the role of Fred today, so he's looking for material. And he found this, and I had not heard about it yet. This is about so let's imagine this. You're a homeowner, right, mm-hmm. in the city of St. Louis. And you decide that you're not living in that home, you're going to rent it, or whatever the situation might be, and you find out that somebody is squatting in your home that you own, that you're paying the mortgage on, right? And then you come in to remove that person, but then you get arrested for criminal trespassing.
Give
because
me a break.
That's exactly what happened here. Lalaitha Hale is her name. I'm going to share this story with...
Where is this?
This is in Georgia.
Okay.
All right. So this is a TV station that's doing the story down in... let's see. Well, I'll tell you the city here in just a second. This is what it sounds like.
Squatting, and
that
they,
really
and if
out.
They have to get somebody Hold killed, they'll
calm
do
down,
it.
Calm down. Just
From Clayton County Sheriff's body camera, you can see the homeowner, Lalaitha Hale, taken away to jail. Not the alleged squatter at this Livingston Drive home.
She's going to be charged with criminal damage to property. Okay. For all of your belongings.
Okay.
Criminal trespass as well for her coming in here.
I spent the night on a mat, on a concrete floor, in deplorable conditions, while this woman, this squatter, slept in my home.
Lalaitha Hale says this all started back in August when she called police after finding Sakemia Johnson in the house.
How can she not be a squatter when I don't know this person? I've never had any type of contractual relationship with this person.
But a Clayton County magistrate judge ruled under the new Squatter Reform Act, Sakemia Johnson did not qualify as a squatter because she is related to a previous evicted tenant's partner.
What? Yeah, exactly. So this person,
how does
Johnson,
that have anything to do with anything?
This is nuts. This sounds like something that would happen in California. Sakemia Johnson is the squatter, right? So they claim that she was related to the partner of someone who was a tenant that had already been evicted. And
so what does that have
to do? So she comes back to the property, and she says that the locks were broken. She just broke into the thing. She's got a guy with her. She says, I locked the screen door. He forced himself in, telling us to get out. There's a little bit more of the TV report here.
That started a multi-month court battle, filings and appeals. Johnson even filed for bankruptcy, listing Lalaitha Hale as her only creditor. But November 18th, a magistrate judge ordered a final judgment in Hale's favor. Hale says she thought Johnson moved out.
Returned on Monday to start painting. And she had broken the locks and at my property.
She just pulled up out of nowhere.
So this is one of my favorite parts. So this is the body cam from the cop, okay? So this is a cop that's talking to her. Keep in mind the entire scenario. You're a homeowner. You have someone that you don't know that is sleeping in your home and
refuses,
had broken the locks that you put on there, new lock, and refuses to leave. Listen to what this is so upside down, but listen to what the cop says here.
And she had this guy with him, and I locked the door. I locked the screen door, and he forced himself in, telling us to get out.
Hill admits she is still waiting on a signed writ of possession, meaning she has no legal right to evict.
We have to be notified of this. A writ has to be served, and we have to be involved in that for it to be a legitimate eviction.
The sheriff's deputy can be heard on body camera telling Hale to think of things from the alleged squatter's point of view.
Oh, here it is.
Just think of it from this perspective, though. Everybody isn't as fortunate as you to have a bed. No, I'm just saying, a bed, the little things.
To see that woman walk into my mom's house while I was in a police car, something is wrong with this picture.
Yeah.
Something is inherently wrong with this.
Okay, and to the cop?
What are you talking about?
Exactly. There are stories like this, and I'm sure the audience can relate with this right now. You're pulling your hair out saying, and this is what I do. I'm like, what am I missing here? I get that you have to have the writ, blah, 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 but how in the world can they charge her with a crime because they arrested her in the aftermath of all this? And you know what? It's the squatter. You just have to realize that, you know, they have different circumstances than you, so they should be able to use your home at their discretion.
Except
right?
If that happened to that officer, I doubt that would be his reaction.
Of course it wouldn't be.
And that's where you just go, say, what?
They said in the New York Post story, I don't know what to make of this, but maybe this is why they have a new law. In 2017, they say there were only 3 squatting cases. In 2021, there were 50. By 2023, this is Bidenomics, right?
Uh-huh.
198 civil squatting cases. And of course, this reminds us of our situation here in St. Louis. We were talking about Ted Drew's a little earlier, but right down from Ted Drew's was the corner, what was the name of that street there, where the squatter had set up for several years,
only
to be removed in the last 6 months or so.
Yep.
After that went, you know, viral, was on national news, and Attorney Beavis Shock and others got involved with that. But I thought that that was interesting. But that's even a different situation. You know, that was frustrating in and of itself, thinking, how can someone just kind of set up camp outside of your home and never, ever have to face any consequences or be removed? In this particular situation, you have, and I've been a landlord, Sue, you have someone that's in your home, and you literally don't have any power within the law to do anything about it, apparently. So that's a crazy story. All right, we're going to break here for the top of the hour. We got Fox News. Then our friend George Gray will be here from The Price is Right. He works every day with Drew Carey. He's here in St. Louis to celebrate Christmas with his family and his mother, Mama May. So we'll play a little game called The Price is Wrong in the next hour. Cusimano will give us the update on Mizzou basketball and football. There's some things kind of falling into place here with a new quarterback, but there's also some rumors about the offensive coordinator maybe being offered a job in a West Coast state. So we'll have the latest on that. Chris Trevino, my friend from Mizzou, is going to join us after 5 o'clock to talk a little Mizzou football and basketball. And Johnny Holzman from the Well Hungarians. They're doing something real special later this week. He'll highlight that and maybe play a little Christmas music.
Get more at 971talk.com.